Recently, I helped a client create several routines for different aspects of her day that felt too chaotic. Having a plan of attack allowed her to reduce decision fatigue and know what to expect next. After our call, I realized that we had worked through a framework for creating routines. So in this episode, I'm excited to share that framework with you. This episode will probably be a little longer than usual, and you may want to pause the episode while you work through the process. It's more like a mini training. If you're not able to pause the episode right now, that's okay. You can still work through this. You can listen now and then be pondering your answers throughout the day. You can even come back and re-listen when you're ready to work through the steps in more detail. I want to also invite you, if you would like to work through this process together, we will be having a Routines to the Rescue group coaching work session. Two different times, one on January 15th and one on January 18th. This will be a time for you to work through each of these five steps and have some support. You'll be able to share with the group. You'll be able to receive some coaching. You can ask questions and get some feedback on what you're creating for your routine. I'll have more details about the workshop at the end of the episode, but right now, let's dive in to the five steps for creating a successful routine. The first step is that you need to identify which routine to establish first. Before you dive into creating a plan to establish your new routine, you have to first decide which one to develop first. Let's be honest, you probably have a lot of areas of your life that having a routine would bring some calmness and reduce that chaotic nature and the decision fatigue of, okay, what do I do next? I'm speaking from experience. I currently have several areas in my life that I need to create a routine. So let's look at three questions that can help you decide. I want you to start by doing a brain dump or writing down all of the routines that you want to tackle someday. Maybe you want to write down all of the areas that could use a little bit of work. Don't worry about organizing and definitely do not analyze it. This is just a time for you to get everything out of your head. Set a timer for 5 minutes and see how much you come up with. This would be a good time to pause the episode if you are doing this while you're listening. Okay, now that you have your list, let's consider the three questions that can help you decide which one to implement first. We want to think about this from a bird's eye view. Remember in the gap process episode that we talked about, we want to get out of the weeds and not be looking at the situation like an ant, but look at it from the bird's eye view. So as you look through your list, ask yourself a few questions and write down any answers or thoughts that come up as you think about them. First, are there any areas that overlap? Could it be actually be a bigger problem that has many small annoyances? And if so, could you combine them into a single routine? Second, which of those areas is the most nagging or feels the most pressing? And finally, which one would create a snowball effect where once you get that routine established, other routines might be easier to establish? As you now look at the answers that you wrote to these questions, what stands out? Did one routine jump out at you? If not, that's okay. And it's also okay to just choose one and start working on it. Once you have your routine identified, you're ready to move on to step two. Step two is identifying your goal or objective of the routine. Stephen Covey says that we need to start with the end in mind. So before you identify the elements of your routine or anything else about your action plan, we need to develop some awareness about the problem and define your goal. First, consider what makes this problem or issue important for you to solve now. Why did you choose this particular area to focus on first? And what will you accomplish by creating this routine? What are some of the benefits? Next, imagine what your life would look like if this routine were in place. Describe that situation. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you feel? This might be your vision or your goal. And there's one more area that we need to consider before jumping into an action plan. I usually ask clients one of the following questions before we dive into the meat of their problem. What might you need to address? What obstacle are you facing? What is challenging about this? And what is going to have to change? You may not have ever slowed down long enough to consider your answers to these questions, but you probably know where you need to begin. You may want to pause this episode while you ponder those questions and think about your answers so that you know where to get started next. Now, step three is to identify the key elements of your routine. As you did in the first step, this is a good time to do a brain dump. Write down all of the ideas you can think of as you work through this step. In the next step, you can create a solid plan by choosing the aspects that you want to incorporate. But for now, just let all of the ideas flow. Let's look at each of those seven elements that you want to consider for your plan. The first element is, who does the routine affect? This is going to determine some of your answers to the other questions. The second element is, what steps do you need to take for this routine to be helpful? How much do you need to break it down? How much detail do you need? Write down all of the steps in bite-sized, manageable pieces. This is going to look different for different people. Consider times in the past when you have had a successful routine or successful process that you were able to follow. What was the level of detail that allowed you to be successful? The third element is to consider your motivation. Some clients have expressed concerns about having rewards related to accomplishing a task. They view it more as a bribe, and this really comes out when we think about routines that involve our children. But when I consider what I want to do, there's usually a motivation for doing it. I get to enjoy the privilege of accomplishing a task or a goal. Sometimes it comes with recognition, sometimes a financial incentive, and other times it's just the satisfaction that I accomplished it. For everyone and everything, there are natural consequences to our actions, both positive and negative. Regardless of who it is for, when you think about creating this new routine, what are those responsibilities that you need to do, the steps you need to take, but also what are the privileges, the motivations that come with that routine? If possible, make the two correlate and think smaller. The rewards do not have to be big. The fourth element is the format. Consider what's worked well for you in the past. What didn't work at all? Do you need something visual? Do you need a checklist? Do you need to have it hanging somewhere where you see it frequently? Do you need to carry it around? It doesn't matter if it looks cute and everyone else is using it. If it doesn't work for you, you won't use it. What can you actually implement? I had one client who was trying to think about her to-do list, and when we were thinking through it, and I said, what has worked for you in the past? She immediately knew, oh, when I've been able to follow it, it looked like XYZ. And so then she was able to implement that as she was creating this new routine for her to-do list. The fifth element is, what training or resources or both do you need to implement your routine? If you are working on routines with others, particularly with children, I like to use a four-step teaching process. Now, this applies to myself too, but it looks a little different. So if I'm doing this with kids, then I will demonstrate what needs to happen. We'll do it together. I will then supervise and make sure that they know what they need to do. And then we move into quality control where they do it, and then I check it and make sure that it was done right. If it's myself, then I'm going to find the instructions of how to do it and then work through it possibly with those instructions. And then finally, I'm on my own. So Think about what training or resources that you need. The resources could include that you need to purchase some supplies. Maybe you need to prepare a checklist or something that you can use as you are learning and implementing this new process. The sixth element of your routine are potential obstacles. What might prevent you from implementing your routine? Three very common things that come up in conversations are attitudes and beliefs, schedules, and resources. You may have some other obstacles that are getting in your way, but consider what might prevent you from actually carrying this out. And finally, the last element is to consider what accountability you need to be successful. Who is responsible to make sure this gets done? What enforcement or oversight do you need? Do you need somebody helping you to make sure that you are accountable? Do you need to provide accountability to somebody else? Who could help you with that accountability? And what do you need to keep track of the routine? I know that was a lot. We just covered seven sub-steps of identifying the elements of your routine. Let's take a deep breath for a minute. You are almost there. You have done all of the hard work. This fourth step is putting your plan into action. Take all of the work that you have done in step three and all of the awareness that you've gained and decide how you want to implement your routine. Consider what format will you use? What do you need to write out? What tracking system, if any, do you need to create? What SOP or menu of options do you want to create? Do you want to have a standard operating procedure that you're going to follow each and every time you do this? Or do you want to have a menu of options where you say, when it's time to do this, I'm going to do one of two or three things? And what will you do to introduce the routine to others who might be involved? And how will you get their buy-in? And finally, this is really important. When will you begin? It's great to have a plan of action, but if you don't actually have a plan of when you will begin it, you probably won't start. Whew, you did it. Now that you have a plan, you can jump in. But wait, I said there are five steps to creating your routine. This last one may actually be the most important and also the most difficult. You need to put your nose to the grindstone and just do it. The hard part is that your plan probably won't work perfectly the first or second or maybe even 10th time that you carry it out. You will probably find some small areas that you need to tweak and revise. This is totally normal. You may want to create a task on your to-do list or an event on your calendar to help you remember to review your progress and make any adjustments that you need to make. I am so proud of you. If you worked along with us today, you did a lot of deep, hard work. And it's okay if you didn't get your plan completed. You can come back to this episode when you're ready to work on it some more. Remember, it does not have to be perfect. I often have to remind myself of the phrase, done is better than perfect. Taking a small step will get you closer to your goal. If you want help creating your plan or evaluating what's not working in your plan, I have a couple of options for you. I mentioned at the beginning that we're going to be having a workshop January 15th and January 18th. Choose whichever time works best for you. We will be having a Routines to the Rescue group coaching work session. During that session, we will go through each of these steps with some additional exercises. We'll dive into them even deeper, so that you have that time and space to work on it. You might be asking, why would I do that whenever I have all of the information that I need right here in this episode? And you're right. There's no reason that you have to come to this group coaching session. I wanted to provide all of the information that you need so that if you like to work on it on your own and you don't need help as you work through the process, you are set and you have everything you need to create your customized routine. However, what I know about myself and about many other people is that we often don't actually set aside the time to do the hard work. There have been multiple situations that I probably could have worked out on my own, but I didn't actually start taking action on them until I worked through them with a coach. So I wanted to provide that space that you can come, take a deep breath, slow down from the hustle and bustle of the day, and actually work on creating your routine. The session's only $10, so it's very affordable, but only 15 people can attend each session. I want to keep the sessions small so that there's time for you to have personalized interaction. I want you to be able to hear from the group. I want you to be able to have time where if you're really struggling with something, we might be able to do some hot seat coaching. It will be a time that you can walk away with a completed plan so that you can start implementing it tomorrow. I'll leave a link in the show notes of how you can register for the Routines to the Work Rescue workshop. It'll take you to my events page, crystalwagner.net/events, and then there will be links for you to register for the time that works best for you. If you would prefer to have a one-on-one session, I also have a link in the show notes for you to schedule a strategy session coaching call. On that coaching call, we can either work through this process and create your customized routine, or if you already have a routine and you like it, but there's some parts that just aren't quite working, we can work through overcoming those obstacles too. Regardless of whether you work through this on your own or with the group or one-on-one with me, I hope that this is going to be helpful for you and help you to calm your days and to reduce some of the decision fatigue so that you can feel successful this year and really start to make progress towards achieving your dreams and your goals. Until next time, remember that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Let your light shine as you share your gifts and talents and passions with the world. Thanks for joining me on the Purposeful Impact podcast. I pray that today's episode blessed you and that you found encouragement and practical tips. If so, would you share this episode with someone else so that they can be blessed too? I'd also appreciate it if you would take 30 seconds and leave a rating and review in your podcast app. Leaving a review helps other homeschool parents find the podcast and know if it's a good fit for them. Thanks so much for helping to spread the word.